Hi, Ryan. Talk to me a little bit about jobs. What should we expect to see as the Trump administration kind of starts to take office as far as our job market goes?
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, we're getting ready to release our the construction industry's predictions for what 2017 will look like. And it's pretty clear that contractors have pretty high expectations for the incoming Trump administration. We've got 73% of our member firms tell us they plan to expand their headcount in 2017. And a lot of that is because they're expecting markets, private sector markets and public sector markets to expand next year, especially if the Trump administration delivers on its promise to invest in our aging roads and bridges, our old water systems, and fix up our old public works.
Do you have any specifics on Mississippi at all?
In terms of Mississippi specific expectations, we don't, but we do know that Mississippi has really experienced an unsteady recovery, at least from the construction point of view. Just between October of last year and October of this year, for example, Gulfport, Biloxi, Pascagoula lost 800 construction jobs. And Jackson, Mississippi only added 100. So in a market where you've got a lot of areas that are booming on the two coasts and a lot of areas in the rest of the country that are really hurting, what we're seeing in Mississippi is the market has been relatively flat. I mean, statewide, you only added 200 jobs in the last year in the construction industry. And one of the problems and one of the frustrations you saw in the most recent election is that we've got this economy of haves and have-nots, and there are lots of parts of the country that just have not seen the same kind of benefits from our recovery that other parts have.
Talk to me a little bit about the potential infrastructure spending. Obviously we're talking about construction jobs and how that can boost the economy. Talk to me a little bit about that infrastructure spending and any details that you might have on that and what people can look forward to seeing in the next couple months. Yeah.
Absolutely. One of the main platforms that President-elect Trump ran on was his plan to rebuild our aging roads and bridges and water systems. He talked about spending anywhere between $500 billion and $1 trillion to rebuild our infrastructure. And I think the reason he was talking about that is that we went on a large building spree in the middle of the last century to build really what ended up being world-class highways and water systems and school buildings and universities. But unfortunately, these were mostly designed to last about 50 years, and they're now about 60 and 70 years old. So we've got a lot of crumbling roads. We've got crumbling bridges. We've got water systems that are leaky and have lead-lined pipes or aren't sufficient to meet current capacity. And the president-elect sees this as an opportunity to rebuild that infrastructure, which won't just help the construction industry by putting more construction workers to work, but it will help the broader economy. I mean, if you think about just about any business that operates today, say you're a car factory in Mississippi, or you're dependent on those parts that get assembled onto the car arriving almost minutes before the car hits that stage of the assembly line. So you need an efficient transportation system. If you're a repairman, you repair furnaces for a living, if you're spending half your time stuck in traffic or it takes you twice as long to get from point A to point B because the bridge you need to cross is closed because it can't handle the weight of your commercial vehicle, then that's costing you money. So making our infrastructure more efficient and modernizing it won't just boost the construction industry. It really will make just about every business in this country more competitive. So we've got businesses that have more money they can invest in employees or new equipment. And then from a consumer point of view, what you pay for goods and services will go down. And that's a good thing.
Now, you said a lot of these roads and things have been built to last about 50 years, and we're hitting that 60 or 70-year mark. Why has that been put on the back burner? Why have those things not been part of the upkeep or more of a priority?
You know, the challenge is that we, you know, it's all too common out of Washington. We like to make a lot of promises, and we don't like to tell people the hard realities. And the fact is that we have been taking in a lot less than we need to invest in maintaining our public infrastructure. And as a result, we have failed to properly maintain our aging roads, or in some cases we just need to rebuild them. There's only so many band-aids you can stick on a 7-year-old piece of concrete before it's time to, you know, tear it down and repour it. And the other problem, and Washington is great for problems, right? The other problem is that we have often prioritized building new infrastructure over maintaining the old. Because if you're a politician, it's a lot more fun to show up and cut a ribbon on a new highway than to show up and say, look, this road that was just here just got repaved. So, and Washington can't help itself but put any number of requirements on the money it sends to states like Mississippi to invest in roads. So it's made road building, it's made improving water systems that much more expensive. So what we need to do is we need to make sure that we've got the investments necessary, the way to pay for rebuilding and maintaining our public infrastructure, roads, our bridges, our water systems. At the same time, we've got to be more efficient with the taxpayers' dollars. So we've got to cut out the unrelated projects like paying for museums with highway dollars or putting, making state DOTs do 3 or 4 different environmental reviews for every project, or making it easy for anyone who doesn't like a new road to file suit and hold up the project for 3 or 4 years while costs go up. So we got to keep asking tough questions about these projects and make sure that they won't needlessly damage the environment. But we can do that in weeks and months, not years and decades. And we've got to make sure that we are finding the right way to pay for these investments, so that we're not 10, 15 years down the road scratching our heads and saying, oh my gosh, here we are again. All our roads and bridges and water systems are falling apart.
Brian, I think that's all I need from you.
Awesome. Anything else you need, let me know. Otherwise, happy holidays, and I appreciate the time.
I will. Absolutely. You too. Have a good one.